Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Rabbi Nerez Yichli Uli Nishmas Marotet Sobat Rav Shmuel, Rav Fuas, Rav Avim Yosef Ben Chanam Shai Ben Lea, Rav Yitzhak Ben Bracha, Rav Moshe Ben Reizel. In this week's parish, we are commanded a mitzvah of smicha b'samach yad rosh ha'ola. So we're going to discuss the meaning of smicha, leaning on the korbanos, and this is based on Torah Siv Mer and Rabbi Agon HaGadol. Chaim Meir Harwitz Shlita, it says in the Mishnah Menachos 93a, that everybody does smicha except for chere shoyte katan suma ovid kochavim evet shliach and isha. Earlier on, the Gemara brings a braisa with his machlekes chom Rabbi Yehuda about a yoresh. Does a yoresh do smicha on the carbon of his father who didn't yet do smicha and then died? Das chom is he does smicha. Das Rabbi Yehuda is that he doesn't do smicha. And we pass like the chachamim that a yoresh does smicha. So thus far we have the Mishnah that says everybody has to do smicha except for a deaf mute and an insane person and a minor and a blind person and a guy and a slave and a messenger and a woman. And now we have the psak that we pass like Rabbi Chacham against Rabbi Yehuda that a yoresh does smicha. Minchas Chinuch and Kuftes Vav has a suffix nifla. We know that a yoresh does smicha. But the question is, does he do smicha on a karban that was not mischayv b'smicha? In other words, if his father has a carbon, so that carbon was mischayev b'smicha. What about if his mother has a carbon and she died? Does he do smicha then also? Because now it's the mother, she's not chayev b'smicha. Does the yoresh do smicha on this carbon? So the Minchas Chinuch says that mipashtus lashon ha'gemore, it's mashma that a yoresh does smicha b'chol inyan, in every instance, even if he yarshins from his mother, this fasemes. In Menachos 93a writes to be miyashiv the kash of Tosis, and that it says, hakol soimchen and erchen tu'e. We say that a kol comes to include a yoresh for ektosvis. Yoresh is explicit. Why do we need a chiddush? Yoresh is explicit. Why do we need a chiddush to tell us we have a brisa that is mechayev yoresh? What do we need to learn from hakol? And for this vasemis, what the Gemara is coming to do is it's coming to include a yoresh who yarshind. It's coming to include a yoresh who yarshind a carbon from his mother. And it's come to teach us that even though the mother wasn't mischayev b'smicha, nevertheless, the yoresh does smicha. Even though a mother wasn't chayevis, but the yoresh does smicha. So according to this vasem, it's smiyashi v'achakira. The chakira of the Menchas Chinuch. Does the yoresh do smicha? Right, this vasem comes after the Menchas Chinuch, chronologically. Does the yoresh do smicha? And the answer is, we learn from Hakol that no, that not only does the yoresh do smicha, he even does smicha if he was yoresh from his mother, not only if he was yoresh from his father, even though his mother was in Chavis B'smicha. B'bir, Stadei HaSafik, would be based on the Chakir of the Achronim and the Gedra of Mitzvah of Smicha. Smicha, a Chiyuv on the person, or is it a Chiyuv on the Korban? Is it a Chiyuv Dorami HaKakav to the Gavra, on the person, that he has to Smicha on his Korban? Or is it a Chiyuv on the Korban, that the Korban requires Smicha? Now, on the Tzad, the Chiyuv Smicha is a Chiyuv on the Korban, so the mute of Isha Mismicha, that a woman doesn't have to do Smicha, is referring to the Korban, because the Korban's Chayiv in Smicha, and it says that a woman doesn't have to do Smicha. So it's saying, the Korban of a woman doesn't need Smicha. So if so, the Yorish wouldn't do Smicha, right? Because the Korban was mismayed from Smicha. But Lidach Gisa, that the Chiyuv of Smicha is Romi HaKakav to the Gavre, that the chiyuv smicha is incumbent upon the person. Ibazoi, the miut legabe isha is not in the korban; it's in the baal hakorban. If it's a chiyuv drama kaptegav, it's in the baal korban. The isha ain't no someches, but the korban mitzal atzma would require smicha. And therefore, a yoyreish who goes mikoyach his mother and he's mitzdaba al smicha should do smicha. So it would really be taller in this chakire. Is it a din in the karban, in which case the yoresh isn't chayv in smicha, or is it a din in the person, in which case the yoresh would be chayv in smicha? And if we say like this, that the suffix is taller in the based study megedel smicha, so it would emerge a yichidush din nifla yesh l'stapik, what would be b'tziyur hafuch me'aniskar le'el. Let's say you have a woman, she yorsha korban me'avi, a woman yarshins a korban from her father. Is she obligated to do smicha l'chayv? It's telling in our suffix. And it's sad that the miyud is referring to the isha, that the woman isn't that the woman isn't chayvus in smicha. So when yarshin's from her father, it was already mischayv b'smicha mitzad her father. But she can't do smicha al korban avia. Why can't she do smicha al korban avia? Because she can't do smicha. It's a miyud in the isha. Since it's a miut in the isha, when she yarshins from her father, she can't do smicha. because it's a miyut from this. You're right, it was mischayiv mitzad her father, but now she gets it, she can't do smicha. But if you say it's a miyut begufa kolman, a kolman shel ha'isha, so when she yarshins a kolman from her father, so the carbon was already mischayiv in smicha mitzad the father, so there's no miyut. So that's a chidush din, that lefizeh, we find an oifen that a woman is chayiv is besmicha. When she yarshins from her father, it was already mischayiv in smicha mitzad her father, and the miut of Isha doing smicha is on her korban, but this isn't her korban, right? Like the guy who sees his friend on the street and he's with him, walking with him with a dog, and he says, "Does your dog bite?" And he says, "No, my dog doesn't bite." He starts patting the dog, and then the dog bites him. So he said, "I thought you said your dog didn't bite." The guy said, "Yeah, but it's not my dog." So here also, it's not her korban. So meila, it's chayev is besmicha mitzad the father. So it would appear be'ezus Hashem Yisborach, we can bring in a raya mechudedes, a sharp raya, sharp proof for the heiliger tzad that a woman is not chayev is lesmich, because we find in Kedushin 52a. Isha ba'azor minayin das Rashi, the isha asura liikones la'azore. A woman is not allowed to enter the azora. In the Gilyon of Hashas, and in the Tzion Yerushalayim, the Arushalmi Perikei Mimaisu Sheni, Halacha Gimel, prove from the Yerushalmi there that the Kedas Rashi, that again, the Gemara in Kedushin says, Isha ba'azora minayin, and Rashi explains that a woman is not allowed to go into the Azora. So the Achronim prove from the Yerushalmi there, Kedas Rashi. And Rav Yosef Engel is also assigned to this Yerushalmi. If a woman yarshes a carbon from her father, where is she going to do smicha? She's going to do smicha in Shar Nikanor. That's where the mitzoras do smicha. Because the mitzoras now let her go inside to the azara. So he goes to Shar Nikanor, he stands outside, and he does smicha from there. The Asha Mitzayra. But they can't go into the Azara, Chagiga 16b. Amr Yesi, Sachli, or Blaga Loza, Pamachatel, and Awagel, Shalzifre Shalom, if you know, that is Noshim, Sankwal of Noshim. So you see that the Smich of Noshim was in the Eslas Noshim. Now, in Zvachim 33a, we say, Kola Smich of Shayisham, Kola and Yalem Techel, Smich of Shito, Hosbi Joyce, Bishar Nikon, or Shem Mitzayra, Holy Kanis Visham. That all the smichas that they did, right after the smicha, you do shchita, except for Shar Nikanor, the mitzvah can't go in there, so you bring the korban out to the mitzvah. Now, ma'anyen me'od, im no ma'al, that yoreshes soimeches, that a yoreshes does smicha, and the smicha is in Shar Nikanor, because she can't go into the azara. So why does it say in the Braisa only Asha Mitzayra? A woman is also doing smicha when she yarshins the carbon from her father. So this would be a raya that women do not do smicha, because the Braisa says that the only person doing smicha in Shar Nikanor is the Mitzayra. What do you mean? You also have Isha. Isha can't go into the Azara. So she's also doing smicha in Shar Nikanor. When is a woman doing smicha? Mechitesi. So the answer is, she's doing smicha. She's doing smicha in Shar Nikanor. And so it's not the only case. It's not the only case. Besides the smicha of the Mitzvah, of the Asha Mitzayra, who can't go to the Azus Kvarim, Azus Yisrael, so to a woman. So why does the Brice only say Asha Mitzayra? So it must be that women aren't doing smicha at all. This Shaar Nicanor was mafrid bein Ezus Nashim Lezus Yisrael beveis Hamikdash. So you could look up. They have a lot about Shaar Nicanor. Even has its own wiki page, and then you have a beautiful tziur, a illustration here of the Beis Hamikdash. So mamish gevaldik shenizke b'mehera v'yameinu lachzor la'avoda it's Hashem. Al kopanim, see, here we have a raya that women do not do smicha. However, beguf hanidoin biyoreshes korban me'avia, the menchas chinuch writes that it's poshut to him that a woman who yarshins a korban from her father doesn't do smicha, because even though there was an obligation of smicha on the korban, nevertheless, since a woman isn't a bas smicha, she doesn't do smicha. And from the pashtus of the lashon of the minchas chinuch, it would appear explicit that even al tzad basafek harishoin, even on the tzad of the safek, that a yoyresh yarshins, who yarshins a korban from his mother, doesn't do smicha. Why? Since the korban was pater from smicha, because of the miut of nashim mismicha, haynu korban nashim. Nevertheless, even on that side, even on the side that if somebody yarshins a korban from his mother, he doesn't do smicha because the korban was mismait mismicha. In kol zeh, when a woman yarshins a korban from her father, even though the korban was mischayv in smicha, she doesn't do smicha. And that's difficult to understand. It's not the carbon of the Isha. It's the carbon of her father. Why shouldn't she do smicha? Just like when somebody yarshins a carbon from his mother, he doesn't do smicha because the carbon became pater mismicha. Mitzad the mother. So then the same way, when a woman yarshins a carbon from her father, she should have to do smicha because the carbon was mischayv in smicha mitzad her father. So why shouldn't she do smicha? Now the Briska Rav at the beginning of Tmure proves that there are both elements in the Chiyuv of Smicha. Sai mitzad the Korban and Sai mitzad the Gavre. Both are Chayiv, the Korban and the Gavre. Now according to this, we have to say that when there's a miut of Isha mismicha, she was mismayit from both. That her Korban doesn't require Smicha. And there's also no Chiyuv Gavre. She herself, the Gavre, isn't Chayiv Smicha. So maybe we can say that's how the Minchas Chinuch holds, and therefore, a Yoyresh who yarshined the korban of his mother, according to this, would not do smicha, because the korban, maybe that's how the Minchas Chinuch holds, that the korban is not chayiv in smicha, and hu adin, right, mitzad the korban, because he yarshined it from his mother, and it's mitzad the korban who was pater mismicha, because the woman isn't chayiv is smicha. And who adin a woman who yarshins the carbon from her father also is not going to do smicha mitzad the gavra. In other words, the carbon was chayv mitzad mitzad the father, but she can't do smicha. So that would explain why Yisha sheyarsha carbon me'avia, she doesn't do smicha because it's a mir on the gavra. And according to this, he would also hold that a yoyresh who yarshin the carbon from his mother doesn't do smicha because the carbon mitzad atzma was mismayit. Now the maskar of the Minchas Chinuch is that a yoyresh who yarshin the carbon from his mother does do smicha. So if that's true, then what's the miut lagabe isha? It's only from the chiyuv gavra, but not the carbon. Therefore, the yoresh does smicha because the woman, there was no chiyuv on the gavra on the woman, but now she's dead. So now the carbon has, you have to do smicha on the carbon. When a woman yarshins a carbon from her father, so she wouldn't do smicha because it's a miut on the gavra, and this woman is a gavra who's not chayav, or gavra so is not chayav is besmicha. Al kopanim, we can bring a raya gedol maskanas minchas chinuch that a carbon isha mitzad the korban is chayav in smicha. Just a woman has a miut, and a miut Hashem. We are going to see that in the next offering, if I can use that term, and. בעזרת השם אנחנו נראה עוד נפלאות פה. יש פה נפלאות רבות מתורת השם. So please stay tuned and we will see great things. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.